Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast listen, the Pod Squad are with me in studio this Monday to tell us about great company.
I made more money in S Club Juniors than I did in the Saturdays.
What?
So at the time, you're the chosen one. So you never want to rock the boat because you're like, do you know how many girls would be whipping these extensions out ready to put them in their head? We'd leave a club and photographers would be on the floor trying to get up our skirts. And it was that horrible era. And we weren't earning enough money. It wasn't like, okay, I don't like this anymore, let's stop. It was not necessarily the life that I suppose people thought that it was.
Sorry.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
Yes, with me in studio this Monday afternoon, Caoimhe Harney, News Talk producer, and Russell Alfred from 98FM. Good afternoon, folks. You're both very welcome. Russell, what is this podcast about, first of all?
It's hosted by Jamie Lang, who many of you may know from Made in Chelsea. He's a BBC Radio 1 presenter. He recently ran a load of marathons for charity. Kind of very much TV personality a lot of people recognise. A very nice guy, very posh. That fella,
right.
With the blonde hair, in case you're picking him out with a lineup. This is essentially, it's a very conversational podcast where he goes into a little bit of a deeper, like, self-help kind of reflective kind of realm of things, touching on experiences, slight traumas, different things that people have overcome. Generally speaking, with a very British-centric celebrity, normally who he might have a bit of a connection with as well, as is often the case with a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends. But it's fair, and it also kind of touches a lot on mental health as well throughout a lot of the episodes. It's a very interesting listen, though.
You've enjoyed it?
I was taken by surprise. I'm going to say, like, from the outset, a few things, okay? I had an opinion of Jamie. He's a very nice man. He's very pleasant and everything. But I just feel there's a lot of, like, he's just a little bit too posh for me. And I like posh. He's very privileged in some ways. You know, McVitie's family and all that type of stuff.
So he's proper.
He's proper.
Right.
Proper.
Caoimhe, were you aware of this podcast, first of all?
No, I wasn't. And he actually he has a podcast with his wife as well, doesn't he about his
so
baby.
Yeah,
so like I knew he had podcasts, but I didn't know about this one. But I do think, despite him being posh, which I do like appreciate, and in fairness, I never really watched Made in Chelsea. I was never, like, everyone kind of knew them, but it was never my thing.
It wasn't my bag at all.
I do think he kind of is able to connect with people. Like, he's talking to Michelle Humes, for example.
That's the clip we played, actually, talking about the Saturdays,
And, like, he is able to kind of, like, appreciate, like, you know, she was brought up by a single mother and, like, how she was working class and all that kind of thing. You don't really sense that he's very privileged, I don't think. You know, like, obviously we know that he is. But I don't think you'd sense that really from the podcast.
No, and it's funny, I listened to that episode. That's the one episode I listened to in its entirety with Rochelle Humes from the Saturdays. And, like, you know, there was elements of that I thought were fascinating. His reaction, though, when we played that short clip, when she talks about the fact that she didn't earn a huge amount of money in the band, you know, and that she earned more as part of the S Club 7 Juniors that she was previously a part of.
It kind of struck me when people are in these kind of passion careers, which we all probably know about here, is that, like, people kind of, you know, sometimes are exploited because it's like, aren't you so lucky? Aren't you so privileged to work in this? And, like, that's what she's saying there, you know, that she was told, well, so many girls would love to be in your position. And yet she made more money from S Club Juniors.
Yeah.
Like,
in her younger,
it's actually unbelievable.
In her younger years. So, I mean, this is really, it's kind of, it's Jamie sitting down with a guest. Is that what all of the episodes are like?
Yeah, more or less. I listened to one with Chad Michael Murray. I also like to watch them
podcast
on the YouTube.
Yeah.
And Chad Michael Murray, I would actually advise that you watch it on YouTube so you can see him, because he's 44 and he's better than he was 20 years ago. He probably, they are all similar format. He probably is able to resonate better with English people, I would say. I also listened to the one with Joanne McNally. Like, you can tell that he has a relationship with Joanne. He has a relationship with Michelle, sort of. I listened to the one with Danny Dyer, and he gets on quite well with Danny Dyer, again, because she's English, I think. But there's a little bit more of a disconnect when he's interviewing Chad Michael Murray. But then again, he might have been a bit starstruck, like I would be anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of felt similar when it was Vanessa Williams, because she's currently in London at the Devil Wears Prada musical. So that was a nice tie-in. I felt kind of similar, a bit of a disconnect versus another episode I listened to with Kate Garraway, who Brendan O from Celebrity Traders, Fern Cotton as well. You can sense the ones where he's very close to and he has a huge awareness. Mm. But then there's a bit more of like a doughy-eyed fascination kind of vibe that comes off him when it's someone who is potentially American or an international guest.
Do you feel, is it the kind of podcast that you're sitting eavesdropping and two good friends catching up? Is it that?
It feels like it.
Because I don't think that's a fairly good, actually, that's a good verdict for a podcast.
I think
no, it is.
He warms them up. They release themselves very, very easily. He obviously creates a very safe space for them to talk very openly. And I guess, obviously, with, you know, it's been going since 2024. So everyone who knows, who signs up to it, knows what they're going in for. That's not anything overly deep or anything like that. I'm listening to Fern Cotton's episode at the moment, in particular, and like she's very open about her anxieties and different things, but he's also very open as well about his own struggles that he's gone through throughout his life. So I think that kind of balances itself out.
When you were saying about the there's a mental health aspect, I do think he has the ability to go a little bit deep with people. Yeah. Like, you know, Chad Michael Murray spoke about how he was brought up by his dad on his own. He had three other brothers and, you know, the struggles with that. And then when Joanne McNally was on, obviously Joanne is a comedian and she does try and brush over, like she'll be like, I was adopted. And he'll go, but why are you saying it like that? And he always keeps pulling it back to try and bring her deeper and not let her make a joke out of it.
So you kind of liked his style then, do you? His approach?
Well, I thought it was good in the sense that it's not, it is definitely conversational, but he does go to places. Like, I just thought with Joanne, it was a bit of a therapist vibe where he was like, hold on now, you're making a joke of everything here. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
But maybe because they're friends. The ghosted her, so. Yeah.
that's very
in
true.
In a similar vein though, that with Kate Garraway, so, you know, if you're not overly aware, Kate Garraway's husband died of long COVID and stuff, and she's very open, and I mean incredibly open. She's done a lot of press and everything, but just the detail of talking about his final weeks and the journey and how the family has dealt with it and everything. But then he'll also share his own tidbits throughout as well, where he can kind of, you know, meet in the middle in a lot of ways. So there's a lot of heart in it.
There is kind of heavy duty topics, you know, explored throughout all of this. What do you think makes, or does this podcast, Caoimhe, does it stand out when you compare it to other similar podcasts? Because there's a lot of these kind of celebrity reality TV stars chatting to friends or famous faces. You know, like there's a lot of those kind of podcasts at the moment.
There are, but I think he does have an ability to go a little bit deeper and kind of pull a little bit more out of people that he knows, which I would say is the kind of, you know, factor there, definitely. But no, I think I would listen a lot to Call Her Daddy, and like she'd always have big names on, big stars, and she gets things out of people. But these are people who are like very used to talking about the specific topics that they talk about. Whereas like even say with Danny Dyer, you know, Danny talks about her dad, also Danny Dyer, and like his struggles with alcohol, you know, how it was really tough for them. Like he was in and out of rehab a good bit. And, you know, she talks about her ex-partner going to prison. So he is able to go to places where other people might not go. So I do think
it's
a little bit like a step above others. Yeah.
Do you think, does it stand out for you?
Yeah, as I said, I was really taken by surprise by it. I was scrolling through all the other episodes, and there's so many I want to catch up on now. I'm quite invested now into this.
I always think that, like, when you come away from this type of podcast and you've learned something from it, you know, when you can kind of, like you did there, you're sitting back and you're chatting about some of the episodes you listen to and some of the takeaways, you know, that you've absorbed from the listen, then I always think that's kind of a fairly decent verdict, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot. Chad Michael Murray, if you want some inspiration for a Monday, when he went to, he always wanted to be an actor, and he went to this kind of casting place, and he broke his nose or something. A nurse told him, you should go and be a model. So he went to this place. There was 20 agents there. 19 ticked the box for him. All of them were modelling agencies. And the one that he really wanted was the acting agency. And instead of just going, oh, look, I didn't get it, he like marched over to the agent and said, why didn't you tick the box? And the guy said, oh, well, sure, I just thought you were off to Milan. You know, you have all 19 other agencies.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't tick the box. Of course, we wanted you. And he goes, well, this is the only one I wanted. And I just thought, well, we should all take that from life. Yeah. You know, sometimes, like, if you don't ask, you don't get.
That's very true. Yeah. Monday motivation for sure. How many stars out of five, Russell?
I'm going to give it four. Yeah, and it's also a nice list of time
and
as well.
And you'll stick with it.
I am going to stick with it, yeah. They're under an hour as well, and there's a short little episode as well called Great Moments. They're about 15, 20 minutes that you can just dip in and out of rehashing old content, but it's very clever.
Now, I think they're a little bit too long. It's like maybe like a 45 minute, but they're
That's
not, you know,
spot.
As in they're yeah. over an hour, but if they were 45 minutes, I think I'd probably enjoy it more.
I think Rochelle Hume's the one I listened to over the weekend, but it was the guts of an hour.
He has to stop that 8 questions at the end.
Yeah,
it's like don't finish with a quick fire thing of 8 questions that require long answers.
You don't do quick fire at the end of an hour conversation anyway. You've already
3.5, I think. I wouldn't go for 3.5. Yeah.
Would you stick listening to some of it though?
If someone that I wanted to listen to came
on
up, but there's no one else really that I'm kind of too interested in listening to.
Well, if we have convinced you, if you're looking for a new podcast, listen, Great Company by Jamie Lang. That's what we're talking about today. The Pod Squad, I should say, this Monday afternoon. News Talk producer Caoimhe Harney and Russell Alfred from 98FM. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk, conversation that counts.